Hello, this is Archil Kataguri, director of CineDoc Tbilisi International Documentary Film Festival, speaking to you from Tbilisi, Georgia. The COVID pandemic has heavily impacted our festival. We were getting ready for our eighth edition of CineDoc Tbilisi, which was scheduled for 23 to 27 of April. We had worked really hard to make it a wonderful edition, with very good films, lots of premieres and guests from great festivals, such as Locarno Film Festival, Sheffield Documentary Film Festival, FIPA, DOC in Biarritz, Cinema du Real. Guests from top European festivals had confirmed their attendance as a jury members, festival guests, industry guests. Concerning films, we had planned a retrospective dedicated to Agnès Varda. We had selected State Funeral by Sergei Loznitsa in our Red Soul selection, dedicated to the Soviet Union legacy, and many other good films. Also, Georgian documentary filmmakers were ready to premiere their latest productions at our festival. So when the pandemic has started to impact festivals and cultural events all across Europe, even before the lockdown in Georgia, we have started contacting all our donors, partners, and festival guests. We know that we might not be able to organize the festival, but we started to consult all those who supported us and to find the right way out. In the end, we had to postpone our eighth edition, which was really making all of us sad. Our team members were sad, our guests and jury members. But we really hope to be able to organize it in autumn if our festival will not pose any risks for the health of our audience, guests, staff, and volunteers. We are in touch with many of the filmmakers we know, especially those who have participated in our summer school or in our festival industry events. Many of them try to work on their projects. Some of them are editing their films. Maybe they had now more time than ever to concentrate on their work. While the country was in lockdown, some Georgian filmmakers have sent us their rough cuts, so we watched some rough cuts and gave our feedbacks to them. I'm not sure if many of the filmmakers refocused on creating their own personal lockdown films, but I think that they will focus more on the Georgian society and on what will happen to their protagonists in festival representatives in order to organize part of our industry sessions online. For example, Andrei Kamenitsky, the festival director of the One World Documentary Film Festival for Human Rights from Czech Republic, has cooperated with us so that we can deliver an online training for our regional coordinators. We had selected around 50 motivated persons from all across the Caucasus region, Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan, who are eager to screen documentary films in their regions or in their cities. Some of them had planned to organize mini festivals of 3 days each. But COVID pandemic had a big impact on their plans too. So we discussed together with Andrei and with the certified trainer Anastasia Gurilenko how we could help our regional coordinators to transform their traditional film screenings into alternative film screenings. For example, a teacher from the small Georgian town Chorotsk has decided to reach out her pupils from the school cinema club via online screenings using Zoom. A regional coordinator from Marneuli wants to make a good use of the local television and so on. Another way of cooperating with festival representatives from all Europe like ITVA, DOC Leipzig, DOC Lisboa, Baltic Sea Forum for Documentaries, Cinema du Réel and others, is our online pitching forum, New Talents Caucasus. We will still offer a good platform for filmmakers from Georgia, Armenia and Azerbaijan to present their new documentary film projects to an important panel of festivals and industry representatives from all over the Europe. We have also decided to organize our yearly summer school online with the support of a very good tutors from abroad. So we have found ways to continue working, and some online sessions might be even more effective than the idea of a festival is actually to celebrate. People come together to celebrate cinema. It is not only watching films, it is meeting filmmakers, listening to them during Q&A sessions, discussing about films at network events, and so on. All this will change if there will be only online festivals in the future. On the other hand, we hope that there will be some possibilities to organize hybrid forms of festivals, meaning that some films will be available online. Others should premiere in the cinemas or in open-air events. Of course, with all security measures taken, social distance and safety regulations. I'm thinking here of the premieres, especially national premieres. It is so important that filmmakers have these premieres after years of hard work that they have invested in their films. Concerning working from home, it can become more common, especially during that period when the festival staff is mainly busy with fundraising or film selection. However, shortly before the festival, there is so much coordination work. Everything has to be agreed within the team. There are many little details that have to be discussed. Even management is really complicated, and I cannot imagine that this work can be done.
We have a moral responsibility.
We have this responsibility towards our audience, towards our festival guests, towards our staff, towards our volunteers. Even if countries open up, we will think of how to organize the screening so that everybody is safe. We are now observing what happened in other countries. For example, we have read about Norway opening its cinemas again. It is possible to sell tickets online only for a reduced number of seats in the cinema, so that every person in the cinema sits far away from the others. It is possible to organize open-air screenings by keeping here also all safety rules and organizing seats in such way that there is enough distance among visitors. So we will hopefully find a solution until autumn, but we also hope that this pandemic will be over and that we will celebrate films again as we did in the past. So I would also like to thank you for your interest in CineDoc Tbilisi, and thank you also for this interview. Thank you.